Well, great now to be meeting St. John's Prep baseball coach Dan Letarte. Coach, it's been a while since MSO has talked with you, but welcome back, and how are you doing?
Thank you, Rick. Doing well. Hopefully all is well with you as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's great, as we've been saying. What coaches and educators have had to do this season, going back through to last March, I guess, really, I think has been remarkable. As a former educator, as a sports fan, you know, and as a dad, I can't imagine how difficult it's been for all of you guys. So I always want to applaud people when I meet them for the first time for the work they've done. And it's got to be a bit of a relief right now, both as a teacher and a coach, doesn't it, Dan, with you know, the lights coming back on and things opening up? Because it has to be much more of a relief for the kids as well.
Absolutely. It's being a phys ed teacher at St. John as well, you know, getting everything shut down last March and then April realizing we weren't going to have a season, our baseball season, our spring athletics, it was absolutely crushing. So just getting back out there, getting out and about, and then having a season this year is just wonderful for the seniors especially, who most of them missed their junior season.
How did it end last year, Coach, with your seniors? Because, you know, they look forward to aspiring to play elsewhere or just go to other schools, and they didn't have that senior highlight reel, if you will. You had to look back at their junior. So how did it go, you know, overall for your seniors, and what was the final message you had for them?
Yeah, so it was crushing. We were holding on for hopes of a season, but we kind of knew what was going to happen. And I had 12 boys go on to play college baseball, but it would kind of never be the same. We were runner-ups in the Super 8 the previous year with most of our guys back, a whole pitching staff intact almost, and, you know, just everybody back with so much experience and just never getting that crack.
Yeah.
And then experiencing with those guys and going through that was extremely difficult for them. I mean, I'll always be here, I'll always be coaching, but they definitely lost a lot. You know, proms and, you know, still proms and parts of senior life. So it was tough. It was a tough go. So hopefully, you know, that's the end of that. We'll never see that again, let's hope.
Have you heard from any of those kids who went on to play either fall sports or spring sports in 2020/21?
Oh, yeah. They always come back. We had a few guys get redshirted out there. Will Frayne at UMass. And then some other guys, Colby. At Colby, Brady O'Brien, Brian was NESCAC second team. So Matt Remley, another boy that missed his year, got to pitch at Holy Cross against another one of our graduates, Max Geig, who's throwing 98 a PC. So
whoa,
crossing over in the college baseball world. And, you know, I'm still keeping in touch with all those guys. So some became part of that college crunch, where now it became five-year guys instead of four.
Right, right.
Experiencing that. So it's almost like they experienced the tough high school thing last year, and they went into a tough college situation.
Yeah. Yeah, no question. But you know what? I think we're all going to be better off for this. And so much. I think there's going to be a lot of positivity coming from it. Now, let's fast forward now to springtime. You guys got a late, a short preseason. Tell me a little bit about that, how that went, because as with everybody else, you know, your seniors, when last they played competitively, interscholastically, you know, they were sophomores. So tell me about that transition.
Right, absolutely. So when we started, our first day was April 26th. And then for St. John's, we have some time where we test, COVID tested for reentry. So we actually lost a couple days right away. So we started on 28th of April, and our first game really came in on May 6th. There wasn't a lot of time. It was basically, you know, about a week. And actually, when we selected the team, it was less than, we had 3 days to prepare. But just getting that first game going, St. John's Shrewsbury, May 6th, with a win, 1-0. It was just great to get out there with the kids as well. And you know, we usually start this in third week in March, and we're freezing and aerate. So getting the weather rolling was just great.
Yeah, and as you say, that first win, I remember that. That's a great pick-me-up. And, you know, Coach, I just thinking, in some sports, and I'm gonna couch this very carefully, the prep is notoriously known as just kind of starting late, getting out of the gate a little bit with wins. I'm thinking particularly of football over the last 20 years or so. But then, you know, the prep just comes on so strong and just competes for number one in the state year in and year out in so many sports. And you guys have sort of shaken that off, and you're off to a really terrific start.
Yeah, we're doing really well. Winning some games here, and guys are just performing. Our hitting has been excellent. Our pitching has been also excellent and coming back from a team that we had basically no pitchers back from 2 years ago, and basically maybe one starter positionally. So to see these new guys do this and get to know them and their style, it's just been really new. And it's weird when you go as an opponent, you go face, you know, the other coach, and I say, how are you guys? And they say, we have no idea. Unbelievable. There's no scouting reports. There's nothing, and it's all fresh. So it's really a fresh start, really is.
How did you evaluate your pitching? Because you had such a short preseason and so on. Is that something that is a continuum and still ongoing?
Yeah, that's almost every day. I have a great pitching coach in James Baker. He joined me two years prior, and he does a great job with our pitches, and we're constantly getting them work. They aspire to be college pitchers. If they do not pitch that week, we are doing inter-squad, so it's a constant evaluation of how they're doing, and for the most part, they're doing a nice job, and I'm kind of proud of them. It's not facing live hitters for a while, then coming and facing live hitters. So in the beginning of our season, we did a lot of intra-squatting. We still do that when we have the availability to do that. I've always been a big believer in that game type. So they're doing a great job. I'm really proud of them.
In the Northeastern Conference and in the Kaypan League, I've talked with coaches who say pretty much what you said, except for the fact that some of the play has been sloppy defensively, and I think that stands to reason where these kids last competed as sophomores. But in the Catholic Conference, have you noticed any of that, or is it pretty much as usual?
In the beginning, first few games, I noticed a little sloppiness, and then, you know, remarkably, this past week, I've seen some plays that our guys have made that we've really made.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost some MLB plays. It's really strange how the way it's come. So I would say it's more, you know, getting back to normal as usual in our league. But just in particular, I mean, our second baseman, Peyton Palladino, out at St. Paul's made two just ridiculous plays. and I was just couldn't believe it. So it's like these guys, it feels like they're starting to get their reps back and they're starting to really do well in the field, and we've thrown guys out at the plate, and it just seems like we're on the same page, which is good for the kids.
Tremendous. Who's the biggest challenge in the league for you guys?
Right now it's the Variant. Our one loss is against the Variant, and we take them on Monday. We're out there versus the Variant, so that's our only loss right now. Right now we stand at 7-1, and the Variant's our only loss. So we had a nice win at BC High. We play them as well, and BC High for us is always a good matchup. We play them at home June 3rd on a Thursday. That's the Frady's game for Peter Frady's,
right,
where our boys will be wearing the Frady's uniforms and honoring the Frady's family and Peter for all he did with ALS.
Tremendous. What about a critique of your recent no-hitter?
Oh, Peter Martin, senior, you know, just played JV as a sophomore, and another guy that came in pitching, he's going to Skidmore next year, and just seeing how he pitched, it was like, I actually got, you know, around the dugout, around behind, I just saw his splitter just working, and I even said I don't want to hit. It was truly a great performance. We had some great defensive players, but he really pounded the strike zone, and you know, to see that, the amount of strikes he threw, is probably, I think it was about 65-70% strike.
Mm-hmm.
And just attack and let our fielders do the work. So that was a great, tremendous performance. And we hadn't thrown a no-hitter since Justin Foley, the Super 8 here in 2015. So it's been a while, you know. It was all hush-hush for a while.
I get that. Well, that's tremendous. And, Coach, do you want to mention a few other of your kids that you're looking forward to, for leadership?
Yeah, absolutely. So our captain started with DJ Pacheco. DJ is from Danvers. He's a senior shortstop. He's going to play at University of Richmond. And we have Patrick D'Amico. Patrick plays third base, could actually play any position properly on the field. Patrick's from Linfield, and he's attending Seton Hall baseball next year. We have our workhorse, Sam Beliveau. Sam is a boy from Hamilton. Great kid, great leader. He's going to pitch at UMass Amherst next year, and he's currently 3-1, pitching very well. And also we have Eric Wing. Eric Wing is from Georgetown. Eric is going to St. Joseph's College in Maine. So those are our captains, and we have a lot of leadership, a lot of guys on there from the bullpen. We have Patrick Cosman from Peabody. Pat's going to play at Endicott next year. So I'm going down the line.
Right, right.
Hey, great kids, great kids. I'm really blessed to be coaching these guys this year. I really am.
I love hearing that. What about now? Who's next, coach? You want to mention that again?
Can you say that again, Rick?
I'm sorry. Yeah, who's next on the schedule for you guys?
Oh, I'm sorry. So we're at Smalley Catholic today, 4 p.m., and then we follow that with the Xaverian game on Monday, Memorial Day, at 4 p.m. So Smalley Catholic tonight. We beat them earlier in the year, and it's always a good rival with them. It's great to only have a 10-minute bus ride, 15-minute bus ride. Passing Prince Pizza. I always want to take that right in there, but we just keep going.
All right, that's St. John's Prep baseball coach Dan Letarte. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.